Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about reading social cues. And in thinking about this, I think there's two sides to this coin. Uh-huh. It's what are your social cues that you're giving off, and what, you know, and how good are you at reading other people? And we're saying social, but we're talking about in a professional environment.
Right.
I have a client who does not read the cues in meetings. She's not very good at it. And so there are times, because she's very anxious. Mm-hmm. So there are times when, you know, our own behavior gets in the way.
Mm-hmm. So you don't see the cues, probably because you're busy.
You're too busy with
having your own reaction.
Yeah, you're having your own issues.
I did a little looking up of social cues, and there were four basic areas that they broke it down to: facial expressions, body language, voice, pitch, and tone, and personal space. Those are some of the areas. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that. So like you were saying, Kathy, if you're presenting or talking to a group or even to an individual, and their face is telling you something that you're not reading, that can be problematic, obviously. You know, if they're looking bored or looking irritated or looking agitated or looking distracted or checked out. Mm-hmm. A facial expression can have a checked out look on it. It's always important, if you're getting that kind of reaction, to shift gears, but you have to tune in and really look at it.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't want to read them.
Yeah.
Or we don't really know how to read them, or this person, you know, you've had, they ignore you, don't make eye contact, have their arms crossed, and then when you ask them what's going on, they're like, "What? This is just me." Like they have no idea that they're, even that means nothing to them. So that's part of understanding that person.
Yes.
Okay, this person just looks that way.
Yes.
So I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But if the person isn't normally in a particular way and they're fidgety out of nowhere, or they're not making eye contact out of nowhere, then you do have to read that.
Yes.
And absolutely. Know that that means something.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of, when you're talking about fidgeting, there's so many ways to fidget these days, right? You can fidget with your phone, you can play with your hair, you can sort of shift from one foot to another, you can talk to someone else, you know, and interrupting the person who's talking. There are a lot of different forms of that, but generally it's a sign of what? Discomfort or boredom.
I mean, it depends on the person. And people are quite bored most of the time at these meetings, or, you know, where they have to be in a meeting and they're thinking about something else they got to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe you've already discussed it and they don't want to hear it again.
Right.
The thing is, when you don't pick them up, it's a problem. When you pick it up, you can laugh at it, or you say, okay, this meeting's got to move it along a little bit, or maybe I'm repeating something I should. Then you can pick it up and you can do something about it. It's when you are tone deaf. Deaf. That's the word. Not deaf.
So
deaf.
Interesting.
That's
to say
the
that.
Problem. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't even notice that somebody is giving you social cues to speed it up or shut up or whatever it is.
Right. Yeah.
That's the problem.
So I have a very specific tone deaf experience on the bus. Actually, I commute back and forth on a bus, and I was sitting next to someone who was talking at about this level really loud. And, you know, there's sort of an unsaid rule on the morning commute that you don't talk loud.
Right.
And what was so interesting was all
there's
these
no
people
quiet car on the bus.
All these people kept turning around looking at the person.
And did not pick it up.
Did not pick it up for a second. Mm. So, again, you know, voice, pitch, and tone, you may not realize, and we've had this actually in workshops, right, where someone says, I don't know how loud I am. You mm-hmm. have to tell me. Mm-hmm. But that's someone who can't read the social cues in terms of their own volume and how that's affecting people.
Right. I can think of people who just talk and talk.
Well,
and
that's a problem.
And talk and just don't right. see when the other person's irritated yeah. or just not paying attention.
Yeah.
And then the other person never knows how to get them to stop talking.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a common one that I see a lot.
Yeah. And even if you try to cut them off, they'll.
Oh, they'll keep going.
Yeah, they'll keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something that's important to be able to pick up. Uh-huh. I think it's important in work to be able to pick up when you're talking too long.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Or when, you know, you're not bottom lining it. Like, yeah. you're just
right. not
going
getting
on
to the
and
point.
On. And, yeah, and you're boring people. You're losing them. Losing your audience is something you have to learn mm-hmm. to be able to read as well as deliver your information. Mm-hmm. So, it does take a little bit of skill.
Yeah. How about the people who speak too softly? That can really cause some irritation.
Well,
too.
You normally will look, the people look strained,
yeah.
like leaning in,
right.
and they have their that special
right.
expression where they're trying to get their ear to closer to you. Yeah, yeah, that also you have to be able to pick that up. Mm-hmm. And you can also stop and say, "Am I talking too loud? Am I talking too long?" Like you can question.
Yeah.
When you see that there's you know some gestures. Rather than just talk through it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I want to say that I think a lot of what blocks people from picking up on social cues is that the individual who's not looking is feeling overly anxious themselves. Mm-hmm. And so the anxiety is kind of running the show. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself in a situation where you notice that you're feeling quite anxious, you may want to kind of try to slow yourself down a little bit and tune in to what other people are saying to you.
Mm-hmm. Another, I think to add to that, what some people do when they're anxious is they chime in while the other
right.
person is speaking because they're anxious and they have to, yes. well, I have to, you know, I just want to ask something.
Yes.
And that is, you know, that's a little tone deaf, I think.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to wait till the person is done.
Right.
You know, write a note to yourself.
Right.
And then come back and say it.
Yeah. And you can do that with a group too. People may be standing around talking and you come jumping in and mm-hmm. start saying what you think is either funny or entertaining. And again, if you don't read the cues, it could not go well.
There's also a habit now of everybody checking their social media constantly because if they uh-huh. miss something, they freak out. So that is, I think, just rude. It's checking out, even though you think you can do it so briefly
yeah.
that nobody will notice.
That's so interesting.
It's not brief.
You say that, Kathy.
Right. It's not brief.
It's never brief.
Well, it's so interesting you say that, though, because I read an entire article about, you know, put your phone away when mm-hmm. you're talking to someone just for that period of that time. When you're done with the interaction, go ahead and put it, you know, pick it back up. But it sends such a negative message to the person on the other end of that conversation.
Yeah.
So
I also think there's other habits that maybe don't, you know, get read wrong. Mm-hmm. Like blowing your nose. I just think you should, you know, maybe excuse yourself. I also think yawning in meetings is...
Oh, my gosh.
You look really bad.
Yeah.
So just be careful of that. You know, nodding out, I've seen that.
I have too.
You know, thinking, oh, let me just rest my eyes for a second. Yeah. No.
We've had that in a few of our...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Seminars. After lunch is a tough time, right?
Okay.
After lunch, when you give a lecture or workshop.
It's the worst slot. You never want that slot.
Yeah.
That's not, those are only for the beginner speakers.
Yeah.
Anyway, just, you know, small things that just, you know, check out what you're giving off.
Well, you know, there's another area too. You're making me think of the nervous tick. There's people who may like jiggle one leg all the time.
Oh, I know somebody
does. Or, you know, wrap their fingers on the desk or do something that's just like it's getting their energy out. But it can be really distracting to the other people who you're interacting with and kind of take away from your overall presence there.
Yeah. You know, just also be careful of people's moods. You know, you sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't matter. Some of this is positive, some of this is negative, and some of it just doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But also just to see it, recognize it, and then you eventually learn with a particular person. Does that mean, you know, talk less, talk more? What does that mean? I have a particular client who, she finally quit this job. I'm really glad. Her boss won't make eye contact in meetings with her.
Oh, no.
And he basically will make eye contact with other, and he switches off who he's going to do that to.
Yeah.
What
That's
is that?
Very, very rude.
Incredibly rude.
Cue. Yeah.
Is he shy?
No.
No.
No. No.
Weird.
It's weird.
Very weird.
So, but, and then, you know, eventually we started to really, okay, well, everybody has equal time with that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so maybe that's just, you know, this is your day. It doesn't feel good, but tomorrow it'll be someone else's day.
Yeah.
And you don't like it, then you got to go. But people have bad habits.
Yes.
That sometimes you just have to get used to. They don't mean anything.
Yeah. I was thinking one more area is personal space.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah. Where you either get too close, or you're standing too far, or you're somehow someone feels invaded. You're a hugger.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Or you're a non-hugger.
Mm-hmm.
That's one where you really have to read the situation. And also culturally, it's different from culture to culture, and certainly from corporate culture to corporate culture.
Mm-hmm.
Logan, you have to deal with that all the time, right, when you're working with people?
I do. Mm-hmm. We have to have very clear boundaries and limitations. Actually, one of my coworkers just had a situation with one of her clients that he went to give her a kiss on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried to, you know, move out of the way, and he, like, leaned in, and she had to have a discussion with him the next time that she saw him, which was awkward, but, you know.
He didn't pick it up?
He, no, he didn't.
He clearly didn't. That's
didn't
what we're talking about.
Yeah, pick it up. And then as soon as she told him, he was very, very apologetic.
Yeah.
But he didn't pick it up. So that's really
he didn't.
The idea is to learn to pick up social cues that other people give off all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you really, you know, how far to come in, how far to lean out, you know.
Yeah.
And you probably are too. So hopefully this has brought some.
Yeah.
Awareness.
Yeah. So that's the end of this My Crazy Office Overtime. Join us next time. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy reading and conveying your social cues.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.